राधा माध कुंज बिहानी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदान यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदान यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम जय प्रभु पद जय प्रभु पद प्रभु पद जय प्रभु पद जय प्रभु पद नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतभिः चरणारविन्द भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तविंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय, नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी की जय, जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा माई की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द सिंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द सिंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा। So we are reading from Canto 5, Chapter 10. Maharaj Rahuguna meets Jad Bharat. Text number 12. Vishesha buddher vivaranam manakcha. Pashyam yanna vyavaharato anyat. का ईश्वरस्तत्र किम् ईशितव्यम्। तथापि राजन् करवाम किं ते। विशेषबुद्धेर्विवरणं विवरं मनाक्च पश्याम यन्ना व्यवहतो अन्यत्। का ईश्वरस्तत्र किम् ईशितव्यम्। तथापि राजन् करवाम किं ते। विशेषबुद्धेर्विवरं मनाक्च पश्याम यन्ना व्यवहरतो अन्यत्। का ईश्वरस्तत्र किम् ईशितव्यम्। तथापि राजन् करवाम किं ते। विशेष बुद्धेर विवरम मनाक्ष पश्याम यन्ना विवरतो अन्यत्। तथापि राजन् करवाम किं ते। विशेष बुद्धे विवरन मनाक्च का ईश्वरस्तत्र किमीशितव्यम्। आपि राजन् करवाम किं ते। माताजी विशेष बुद्धेर विवरम मनाक्च यस माताजी विशेष बुद्धेर विवरम मनाक्च पश्याम यन्ना व्यवहरतो अन्यत्। का ईश्वरस्तत्र किमीशितव्यम्। तथापि राज करवाम किं ते। विशेष बुद्धे ऑफ द कंसेप्शन ऑफ द डिस्टिंक्शन बिटवीन मास्टर एंड सर्वेंट। विवरम the scope, manak, a little, cha, also, pashyama, I see, yet, yat, which, na, not, vyavarata, then the temporary usage or convention, अन्यत अदर कह ईश्वर द मास्टर तत्र इन दिस किम हु ईशितव्यम इज टू बी कंट्रोल तथापि नेवरदिलेस राजन ओ किंग इफ यू स्टिल थिंक दैट यू आर मास्टर आई एम सर्वेंट करवाम आई मे डू किम वॉट दे फॉर यू ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन माई डियर किंग इफ यू स्टिल थिंक दैट यू आर द किंग एंड दैट आई एम योर सर्वेंट यू शुड ऑर्डर मी एंड आई शुड फॉलो योर ऑर्डर आई कैन देन से दैट दिस डिफ्रेंशिएशन इज टेम्प्ररी एंड इट एक्सपैंड ओनली फ्रॉम यूजेज और कन्वेंशन आई डू नॉट सी एनी अदर कॉज इन दैट केस हु इज द मास्टर हु इज द सर्वेंट एवरी वन इज बींग फोर्स बाय द लॉज ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर देयरफॉर नो वन इज मास्टर एंड नो वन इज सर्वेंट Nonetheless, if you think that you are the master and I am the servant, I shall accept this. Please order me, what can I do for you? Translation again. My dear king, if you still think that you are the king, that I am your servant. So here, Maharaj Rahugana was thinking in this conception that he is the king and all those people who are carrying him in a palanquin are his servants. But Jar Bharat ji is speaking based on the not a bodily conception but on the level of a soul. That as a soul nobody is master, nobody is servant. But in a humility he is saying, if you still think after the consideration, after some of the explanation, if you still think you are the king, I am your servant, you should order me. Order me, as you say, I will follow. I can then say, if this has to be, if this is followed, that you are the king, I am the master, then I can say that this differentiation is temporary. If somebody is considering himself as master and other as servant, then this differentiation based on bodily platform is temporary. And it expands only from usage or convention. So it's only based on normal convention which people follow based on the bodily conception that somebody is a master, somebody is a servant. Prabhupada, the translations are more like sometime purport only. I do not see any other cause. Jad Bharat is saying, apart from this temporary thing, I do not see any other cause. In that case, who is the master and who is the servant? Everyone is being forced by the laws of material. Pakarte kriya manani guna karmani sarvasa. Ahankar avimuna atma karta hamiti manate. Therefore, no one is master, no one is servant. Nonetheless, if you think that you are the master, that I am the servant, I shall accept this. Please order me. What can I do for you? So he is talking to King Rahugana. Although understanding the philosophy of Atma, he is speaking to Rahugana that if you want to believe in this system of bodily conception that you are the master, I am the servant, that let us continue this relation. And I will behave like a servant, obedient servant. You order me what I have to follow, I will try to follow. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Aham Mameti. One thinks, I am this body, and in this bodily relationship, he is my master, he is my servant. She is my wife and he is my son. All these conceptions are temporary due to the inevitable change of body and the arrangement of material nature. We are gathered together like straws floating in the waves of an ocean. Straws that are inevitably separated by the laws of waves. In this material world, everyone is floating on the waves of the ocean of nescience. As described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Miche Maya Ravashe Yache Bheshe Kache Habu Dubu Bhai Jiva Krishna Das E Vishwas Karletar Dukhanai. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that all men and women are floating like straws on the waves of material nature. If they come to the understanding that they are the eternal servants of Krishna, they will put an end to this floating condition. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 3.37, Kama Esha Krodha Esha Rajaguna Samudbhava. Due to the mode of passion, we desire many things, and according to our desire or anxiety, and according to the order of the Supreme Lord, material nature gives us a certain type of body. For some time we play as master or servant, as actors play on the stage under someone else's direction. While we are in the human form, we should put an end to this nonsensical stage performance. We should come to our original constitution position, known as Krishna consciousness, Jiva Krishna Das E Vishwas. At the present moment, the real master is material nature. So although King Rahugana is thinking himself as the real master, Prabhupada says in the purport, at the present moment everyone thinks that he is a king, but actually the real master is material nature. Devi Hayesha Gunamai Mam Maya Durateya. Under the spell of material nature, we are becoming servants and masters. But if we agree to be controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His eternal servants, this temporary condition ceases to exist. Under the spell of material nature, we are becoming servants and masters. But if we agree to be controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His eternal servant, this temporary condition ceases to exist. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. So in this section, importance of understanding the bodily conception of life has been explained in few verses. In Srimad Bhagavatam also many times this theme comes. The purpose of this human life is to purify our existence, purify our consciousness. That meaningfulness comes to a person when he is busy cleaning the heart. So when he always thinks, when he is living a life in such a way that he wants to clean his heart, then that meaningfulness of human life comes. Naradehamadyam sulabham sudallabham plavam sukalpam guru karnadharam mayanukolena nabhasva iritam puman bhavabdim nataret sa atmaha. Naradehamadyam. Deham means body, human body. Naradeham. The source of all favorable results. One can accomplish many results from this human body. But mercifully, when the devotees enter in our life, then a meaningful state comes for this human life. Puman bhavabdim nataret sa atmaha. And the person who is not able to take benefit out of this human body, is atmaha. Atmaha is killer of his own soul. Rishabhdev in this canto also, like we are reading fifth canto, so in the beginning prayers, Rishabhdev, when he starts teaching, he speaks the importance of human life also in those verses. Nayam deho deha bhajam narloke kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujamye tapo divyam putrakaye nasatvam shuddhyat yasmat brahma sokham tvanantam. My dear boys, of all the living entities who have accepted material bodies, So many living entities are there, but especially those who have accepted material bodies in this human life, who have been awarded this human life, should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available for dogs and hogs that eat stool. One should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj, in the beginning of his teachings to the students, he says, Kaumaram acharit pragyo dharman bhagavatan iha durlabham manusham janma tadapi adhruvam arthadam. So last two words of this verse is very important. Tadapi adhruvam arthadam. Adhruvam means it is not so stable. Dhruvam means very stable. Adhruvam means it is not so stable. So although this human life is very precious we have got, but when cannot ascertain when it can be taken away. Nobody can say that I have printed my death certificate. After he dies then the death certificate is made. Birth certificate everybody has. Arthadam, but till the time this human body is there with someone, if a living entity has been awarded a human body, then he can take benefit out of it. Arthadam. Yasyatma buddhi kunupe tridhatuke swadhi talatrat shibhome ijjadi yatirtha buddhe salile nakarhichit janeshu abhigyeshu sa eva gokhara. The person who is actually in the bodily consciousness, yasa atma buddhi kunape tridhatuke swadhi kalatradishu bhomme ijjadi yat tirtha buddhi salena karchichit janeshu abhigyasa eva gokhara. Two living entities have been compared to human life. If humans are acting on that platform, then they are considered as good as cows and asses. So sometimes this question came, why cows have been mentioned? Cows are very holy. We worship cows. But human beings who are less intelligent, who believe on such, like kunope tu dhatuke, they are considered as gokhara. Yes, they are holy, but it is a comparison between their mental state, that how they act in the, how they live and act in normal life. Spiritually, they are very advanced. So in that commentary of Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada quotes Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur there. It says, as stated in the Brahaspati Samhita, Agyata Bhagavat Dharma Mantra Vijnana Samvida Naraste Gokhara Geya Api Bhupal Vandita. Agyata Bhagavat Dharma. Men who do not know the principle of devotional service. Agyata Bhagavat Dharma Mantra Vijnana Samvida should be known as cows and asses, even if they are expert in technically analyzing Vedic mantras. Mantra Vijnana Samvida, even if they are very much advanced in understanding the Vedas, they should be considered as cows and asses if they are not having principles of devotional service in their life. So sometimes I attend sessions of Balaram Shakti Prabhu. He says that many times this question comes. The things which are very simple for devotees to understand, to take up to devotional service, and sometimes we think also, why this person is not taking devotional service when it is so simple to take? Why a person is not able to accept the path of bhakti when it is so simple to understand and follow? If I spoke just this verse, Agyata Bhagavad Dharma Mantra Vijnana Samvida Naraste Gokhara Geya Api Bhupala Vandita. I will read the translation again. Men who do not know the principles of devotional service to the Supreme Lord should be known as cows and asses, even if they are expert in technically analyzing Vedic mantras and adored by the world leaders. So if someone is adored by the world leaders, such a high level of understanding, and he is having such a knowledge of mantras and tantras of Vedic rituals, you can do kirtan now. Still, even after such a high understanding, this verse from Brahaspati Samhita says he should be considered as cows and asses. You heard this verse and immediately you believe in it, that we are practicing devotees, and if it is a comparison between those people who are very advanced in Vedic rituals and all, we consider them as inferior and consider devotional service as higher, and we practice it. And we give reference of these kind of verses also. It is stated in here, it is stated in Bhagavatam. But why it becomes difficult for those people to take these verses so easily? Why devotees accept these verses very easily, and whereas it becomes very difficult to make them understand others that take this system of devotional life very nicely, because such verses are there in Bhagavatam and all. Why it doesn't go to their heart? So Prabhuji was saying that it's all because of very accumulated agyat sukriti. Although we are practicing devotional life and very normally we are doing very devotional activities, but there is a huge bank balance of agyat sukriti. Like sometimes we say that we have started the process of anartha nivritti, we are purifying our consciousness and slowly, slowly decreasing our anarthas. But before the process of anartha nivritti starts, a huge long process is of accumulating agyat sukriti. That's why prasad distribution and harinam sankirtan are the two potent ways in which agyat sukriti can be distributed in very magnanimous way. Nobody would reject prasad or food, annashetra, everybody will accept. And also if some harinam is going on, people naturally like music and they might not sit for discourses or bhakti courses, but they will naturally attend some kirtan for few minutes and go. So they will not have any objections to these kind of two our potent processes which gives agyat sukriti very abundantly. So that's why some people who are like Kripa Siddhas, who have been given Kripa, like Prabhupada went and collected all those people who are very advanced earlier, but now just waiting for a connection to the spiritual master like Prabhupada. So they immediately got connected. But we see for some other general people, it takes a long time to just accept him and practice some devotional activity. He will keep coming, he will keep coming, but to seriously take devotional service takes time. Actually, he is lacking a bank balance of agyat sukriti. So, Vaishnava's role come in this way, that they have to keep distributing this mercy of Lord Chaitanya in the form of holy names. Keep doing harinam, keep distributing prasad, have wonderful darshans. Slowly, it will take, it might take a lifetime, that in next life they will take up to devotional service very seriously. And if their agyat sukriti balance is enough, they can take up this in this life also. So just like this verse, Naraste Gokhara Geya. We can accept this verse truly to the heart and we can start practice our devotional life. But for others it takes a very difficult turn. How can scripture say like this? We are practicing Vedic rituals for so long, our generations are doing this, and you are saying it's all go, you are comparing it to cows and asses. So, it was also being discussed that many times those who are very stick up to their processes of practicing Vedic rituals, they are much more harder to become devotees. Because we see examples also, in our preaching areas also we see those who are like into different nonsensical activities, they take up to devotional service very nicely, because to remove all that baggage of Vedic rituals is very difficult. But those who have not yet started any process, they can very easily accept. But those who are already into some Vedic understanding and already practicing something seriously, they will not leave. Similarly, Prabhupada compares about impersonalists also. Those who are into impersonalism, it's very difficult for them to become devotees. Only Mahaprabhu can do that, to Prakashananda Saraswati. He can convert thousands of disciples of Prakashananda Saraswati. But for us, if you sit in debate for them, with them, the logics will keep on going. Parokshavad and this, it will keep on going. It's very hard to change an impersonalist to a personalist. So, according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur about this verse, Yat Tirtha Buddhe Salilena Karhichit, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that words Bhom Ijjadhi, he says, this means who thinks an image of earth is worshipable, refer not to a deity form of the Supreme Lord in his temple, but to deities of demigods. Bhom Ijjadhi, that the deity is made out of that's like sand or some marble, so it's a earth, it's a earthly part. So he says in this verse it is not denoting to the deities of Krishna or Vishnu, but to the deities of demigods. Bhommejidhi means who thinks an image made of earth is worshipable. This is not referring to the deity of the Supreme Lord in his temple, but to the deities of demigods. And in this verse only another thing comes as Yat Tirtha Buddhe Salilena Karhichit. Yat Tirtha Buddhe Salilena Karhichit. So sometime in our neophyte preaching activities we say also that many people go to Ganga and Yamuna, just take bath and they come back. And some stories are also there. Ganga is here also. Why people are going to Haridwar and taking bath. Sometime we quote like this. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Yat Tirtha Buddhe Salilena Karhichit, who sees a place of pilgrimage as merely the water there. So immediately he comes to the mind about the rivers, sacred rivers also. But he says, this is not referring to the sacred rivers like Ganga and Yamuna. We should go actually to Ganga and Yamuna. That's why Yamuna Devi is here. We go and take darshan and pay obeisances. It's just not a water. So Yat Tirtha Buddhe is not mentioning about the sacred rivers of Ganga and Yamuna, but it is referring to the lesser rivers, which are not so superior like Ganga and Yamuna, which are flowing all over the area. So it is mentioned about those rivers, not a comparison to Ganga and Yamuna. So a person can celebrate Krishna conscious life in his heart if Krishna's presence is experienced. And this experience comes when there is some purification. So purification leads to experience, and then a presence can be felt in this way. Everyone is actually, like we have so many machines, Prabhuji has JCB. So machines are there. So these machines need a driver. So similarly, a person, a human being, if he considers himself as a machine, it's a machine only, this body is machine only. And sometimes we consider ourself as the driver. But we have to make, as Prabhupada also mentioned in this purport, we have to take teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and also the instructions of our superior as the guiding principle for this machine. So until this heart remains unclear and unpurified, the presence or the experience of bhakti will not be felt. There will be some lacking of dryness every time when there is not substance in there, in the heart. So there is too much interference. Why this impurity is there? Because there is too much interference from the things which we hear from outside. Things which we, like we meet people, like one devotee was telling me that Prabhuji, you are whole day interacting with your staff, sometime interact with devotees also. it was a hitting statement for me. But yeah, actually the whole day I'm interacting with my staff only. I'm not actually so much interacting with devotees. So when we go for preaching program or when we take prasad, sometime we interact and have a relationship with devotees also. So when there is too much interference, when there is breaking in between the consciousness of ours, when we keep spending our day, then it becomes difficult actually to have Krishna conscious experience. Naivatmana prabhurayam nijalabha purno manam janada vidusha karuno vrinite yad yajjano bhagavate vidadhita manam tachatmane pratimukhasya yatha mukhashri. So when Krishna is there, the heart becomes beautiful. When the presence or experience of Krishna is there in the heart, the beautiful nature of a person also evolves. We can very easily understand when we interact with devotees. The way you interact and the interaction takes place, one can easily understand, is he experiencing Krishna? Because his behavior sometimes doesn't seem to be. So when Krishna is there, the heart becomes beautiful and we become beautiful. Because Krishna is beautiful, we become beautiful because we experience Krishna. So this verse from 7th canto, this said, Naivatmana prabhurayam nijhalabha purano. Krishna doesn't require any service from us. Bhagavatam class is going there. So Krishna doesn't require any service actually from us. He has lot of servants. What is that verse? Thousands of Lakshmis are serving Krishna in the abode. Lakshmi sahasra samam sevyamano. So thousands of Lakshmis are working, thousands of devotees are there, and we have heard from Srimad Bhagavatam also, only 1/4 of people or the living entities are there in the entire creation of cosmos, entire creation of Brahmand. Only 1/4 of people are there. 3/4 of the people are serving Krishna directly. May not be directly, but in some way they are assisting in the service of Krishna. So majority lies there, minority is here, and minority thinks that we are the majority. So by serving Krishna, there is nothing we are losing. We are actually gaining a lot. And it is so mercifully given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like one time Radhanath Maharaj was saying, can you just imagine? And he stated 2-3 times, can you just imagine this fact that Lord Chaitanya and Krishna appears once in a day of Brahma? Then he says, you can't imagine actually, because you don't understand the life of Brahma. So that's why in Chaitanya Charitamrita, before stating what is the importance of birth of Lord Chaitanya and Krishna, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami gives a whole detail of the life of Brahma, so that a common living entity understand, oh, this much is the life of Brahma. In just one day of that Brahma's life, Krishna comes on this planet. In one of the lectures of Srila Prabhupada, he also says, it's just 5,000 years back, Krishna appeared. It's just 500 years back, Lord Chaitanya appeared. So it's such a rare thing. First of all, it is the rarest thing for Krishna and Lord Chaitanya to appear just closer to our birth. Their birth is glorious. We are just insignificant. But we have become glorious because they appeared just 5,000 years back. First of all, it is very... like the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, the knowledge of Chaitanya Charitamrita was not existing 5,000 years back or 500 years back. It is existing for the most fallen people like us. And the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and full surrender to Krishna was explained by Krishna himself few years back. Few years means 5,000 years back, compared to the life of whole Brahma. Actually very rare. And Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, this rarity, मनुष्याणां शास्त्रेषु कश्चित् यतति सिद्धये यततामपि सिद्धानां कश्चन मां वेति तत्त्वता. इन भागवतम इट इज सेड मुक्तानामपि सिद्धानां नारायण परायण सुदुर्लभ प्रशांतात्मा कोटिशोपि महामुने. मुक्तानामपि सिद्धानां ऑफ द ज्ञानीज एंड द लिबरेटेड ज्ञानीज. मुक्तानाम मीन्स दोज हु आर एस्पायरिंग फॉर द लिबरेशन. सिद्धानाम मीन्स दोज हु हैव अटेंड दैट लिबरेशन. मुक्तानाम अपि सिद्धानाम इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर देम टू द प्रोसेस ऑफ नारायण परायण टू बिकम सरेंडर टू अ विष्णु एंड सरेंडर टू कृष्णा. इट बिकम्स डिफिकल्ट फॉर देम ऑल्सो. सो सच अ रेयर थिंग इज देयर. Now, if such a rare thing is there, even for highly elevated jnanis and yogis, how we got so easily? So in this, a very fact of Agyat Sukriti takes a major role. It's all because of accumulated, sometimes lifetimes, or very highly potent Agyat Sukriti which has been given to us. Like I was discussing with Abhimanyu Prabhu when we were traveling, we were watching one video of Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj, that when he used to give long classes in Chobati, and people used to sit like chakora birds and watching Maharaj like this. Nobody used to get up while hearing such lectures, and space was full packed. So that is very potent Agya Sukriti been given by Maharaj also, and all those people who are sitting also, they are giving to each other. Like Ambarish Maharaj says that the purpose of body or touch is fulfilled when a devotee is touched, when another devotee is touched. And we can imagine that association when thousands of people used to. Soon we will be celebrating Jagannath Puri Yatra also, Kartik. We will see thousands of people coming in. So, even if somebody is lacking a little Agyat Sukriti to uplift himself in devotional life, that association will actually give one token of Agyat Sukriti to him and he will be uplifted. How much we can accumulate Agyat Sukriti alone? Where all we will go to attain that devotional credit to practice devotional life seriously? It is in the big association only. When there is a heavy association of devotees, everybody contributes. That's why yatras are one of the major, like Rupa Goswami says, association the very first principle to start devotional service seriously. So sometime in our courses we say it is ABCD, ABCD of bhakti. But actually the highest scholar of bhakti, Rupa Goswami, has given this as the very first principle. Sajatiya Bhakta Sangha, that associating with those like-minded people. Because in that circumstances only our devotional credits increases to thousandfold. So when, after attaining such devotional credits, when a person tries to serve Krishna, he is actually beautifying himself. Naivatmana Prabhurayam Nijalabh Purno. Krishna is Nijalabh Purna. He doesn't need anything from us. His desires are fulfilled by his just desire shakti. He just thinks and things get fulfilled. But when we serve Krishna, we decorate Krishna, we offer prasad, we do kirtan for him, we are getting blessed. We are getting beautified. Chatta tachatmane pratimukhasse yathashri. Shri is here, women or ladies are addressed, that when they actually decorate in the mirror, so sometimes it seems they are decorating the mirror, but actually they are getting decorated. They are actually seeing their face in the mirror, so mirror is not getting decorated, they are getting decorated. Mirror is just acting as a medium by which they can see and beautify themselves. Similarly, deities and Krishna is present here. If we decorate him, we are actually getting good qualities in our life. We are getting beautiful nature, because taking darshan of Krishna automatically reduces the fever of passion. Prabhupada many times terms this as fever of ignorance and passion. So that reduces automatically when we meditate on the form of Krishna. And if I'm not wrong, those who are present here from 15-20 years, they can also experience this. Before the deities came here, how was the life? And after the deities came here, how is the life? Sometimes our activities are same only. Prabhuji is doing same. Most of the people are doing same activities which they were doing earlier. But as soon as deities enter into our life, when we have a form on which we can meditate, we can do some prayers. Bhagavatam acts like a template that we can take those template prayers and add some of our flavors into it and offer to Krishna those prayers. So when we start praying to Krishna, the fever of our own heart decreases, the fever of passion and ignorance decreases. Bhavatatma purusha Krishna padam moolam naminchati mukta sarva pariklesha pantha swasharanam gata. Dhauta Atma Purusha. So when a person tries to serve Krishna in this way, he gets purified. And this purification brings experience in his life. When he tastes this experience and he continues to taste, sometimes it happens. We taste some experience, but again the old tendencies come into our life and we get carried away. And we see also, many times people come and say, Prabhu, he was coming for so long and he was chanting 16 rounds, but now he is not. He has left the process. I don't know what has changed, why he has left the process, why he has stopped chanting. He was getting taste. Radha Gopinath Prabhu is here. One time I was hearing his lecture also. He was saying that experience comes when we endeavor, or the taste comes in life when we endeavor for it. And when taste comes, we have to continue endeavoring also. It's not that taste have been achieved, now stop. It has to be continued till the time we are this in this material body. But a purified soul, a person who is completely purified, this is about those who are sadhakas, they have to continue the process of endeavoring for perfection. But those who are perfected souls, those who are pure devotees, Krishna Pada Moolam Namunchati, they will never leave Krishna's feet in any circumstances. Whatever may happen. Whatever may happen, in whatever circumstances, whether the world war takes place or any big thing happens, even Corona comes, they will not be distracted from the purpose of practicing Krishna Bhakti. They are Ananya Bhaktas of Krishna. Pantha Swa Sharanam Gata. It is like they have achieved the highest goal which they aspired for. And one of the great devotees, very elevated, one time when he was with Krishna, he was thinking that I am so lucky because Krishna always gives so much association to me. I am always with Krishna with so much time. I am so lucky. So one time he was sent to Vrindavan. This person who was thinking that I am so lucky, Krishna is giving so much association to me. He was sent to Vrindavan and he went to Vrindavan thinking in this way only, that I have actually to deliver a message on behalf of Krishna to these people who are actually crying for Krishna. They are not understanding Krishna properly. Krishna gave so much association to me. I have understood Krishna very nicely. Now he is telling me to give a message to these people in Vrindavan who have not understood Krishna properly. Who was this person? Uddhav. So Uddhavji was sent, and it was a fact actually that Krishna gave so much association to Uddhava. He was not egoistic that I am got so much association of, like sometimes some neophyte devotees, they get egoistic thinking that I have got so much association of my Guru Maharaj, I am so close to my Guru Maharaj. Not like that. Uddhava was thinking in a gratitude way, that I am so grateful that Krishna has given so much association to me. So when he went to Vrindavan with a letter to teach those devotees who were crying, Radhikara Bhava Yebe Udhava Darshane. As soon as Uddhava started coming inside Vrindavan, every gopi and Radhika thought, Radharani thought that Krishna has come. Because the features of Uddhava was almost like Krishna. The clothes and the features, the walking style. Because so much association he got that they became almost same. And when he was coming, everyone thought that Krishna is coming. But after the whole interaction which took place, and Uddhava understood, I have not actually got a drop of this, what these people are experiencing in Vrindavan. Why we call Uddhava as the perfect devotee? He was so much association of Krishna, that is understood. So, it is said that among the group of boys, if they are discussing who is the best one, who is the actually considered to be the best one, so someone will say, he is the best person because he has got the signature of that hero. Among us, he's amazing because he went and took the signature of that superstar. So, otherwise he doesn't have any other qualification to become the best among all others. If a group of great devotees are there, so why Uddhava is considered as the most great? Because he went and got the signature of gopis. He was given a chance to meet with such exalted people like the gopis of Vrindavan. Others were not sent. Uddhava was sent. That's why he is glorified that he is the most blessed one. And when he understood the Braj Bhav, he says, Asam aho charana renu jusham. I just want to be the dust at the feet of the gopis in Vrindavan. Vrindavane kimapi gulma lata oshadhinam. So much leaves are there in Vrindavan. All the people come and take selfies and walk around everywhere. Uddhava wants to be that leaf which everybody tramples here. And they kill also some of the lawn area. They trample so much. So he just wants to become a small grass particle, a small leaf in Vrindavan. Such an insignificant thing. Truly speaking, I have not truly realized this shloka. How can I personally think that I just want to be a grass? Gulma lata oshadina, which can be trampled by anyone. Sometimes somebody says something, it hurts so much. Our ego gets the balloon of ego bursts. But this is like the way beyond thing, that a person wants to become just a grass in the Vrindavan. Ya duschadam svajanam arya patham cha hitva bejor mukunda padvim shutibhir vimigyam. This is the highest perfection he wants in his life, just to become a small particle in Vrindavan and get trampled by the dust, by the lotus feet of all the Brajavasis. Biggest devotee who got such a high association of Krishna, always being with Krishna. As soon as he entered into Vrindavan, people thought that he is Krishna. After meeting that great devotees, he is thinking, I just want to be a small grass. So this is the feeling of Uddhava when he understand the mood of the gopis in Vrindavan. So although Lord Shiva is glorified in various other scriptures, there is whole Shiv Puran in which he is glorified in such a way that if the devotees of Lord Shiva, those who are reading sometime those verses of Lord Shiva being glorified in Shiv Puran, you tell some Bhagavatam verses, a whole the fire will come in their heart. How can you say about Lord Shiva? But that's why he said it requires a lot of package of Agya Sukriti to come to such conclusions which Bhagavatam speaks. Yashocha Nishrita Sarit Parabodakena Tirthena Murdhyadikritena Shivo Shivo Bhut. The most auspicious river, which is considered by any common man, if you ask what is the most auspicious river, will say Ganga. Although Vaishnava say Yamuna. But any common person, that's why lakhs of people go to Varanasi, go to Haridwar just to bathe in Ganga. We were in Varanasi, I was just standing I was not conscious that I'm wearing slipper and Ganges water was coming and touching the feet. So I was not conscious that water is touching. So somebody chastised me. How can you stand there with the slippers? Can't you see your slippers are touching the Ganga? Oh, sorry. I came out. It was just a small water was touching. But it was right actually. The most purified river, we should not take slippers in. And this river is coming from where? From the head of Lord Shiva. People, thousands of people go to take bath in Ganga to purify themselves, and this is coming from the head of Lord Shiva. And this verse from Bhagavatam says, Shivo Shivo Bhut, the auspicious Shiva becomes more auspicious. Why? Dhatur Mana. It is about the devotees. Just like a Vajra, when it strikes a mountain, the whole big mountain also crashes into pieces. Similarly, the sins which are there in the heart gets destroyed by the power of Dhyate Chiram Bhagavatas Charana Aravindam. When a person strongly meditates, sincerely meditates on the lotus feet of Krishna, the whole mountain of sins get destroyed. And this is happening with Lord Shiva also, although he doesn't have any things like sadhakas have. But he becomes auspicious by taking the Mother Ganga on his head, which has come. Why he becomes more auspicious? Because it has come by touching the lotus feet of Vishnu only, which the devotees meditate and purify themselves and destroy the mountain of sins. That's why he is becoming Tirthani Murdhani. He is taking all the Ganges water on his head. Not because he has to protect the universe, because the force of the Ganga will actually... That is also one of the reason. But actually his internal reason is because it has come from the lotus feet of Vishnu. That's why I am very happy to take on my head. He has become Nandishwar Mahadev, Ashishwar Mahadev and so many... He has become in Vrindavan just to take that dust only. So similarly he is also taking that water on his head so that he becomes more happy that he has taken the water which has come touching the lotus feet of Vishnu. Okay, so these were some of the thoughts that we have to purify ourselves to get some experience of Krishna in our life, and this purification only takes when we keep distributing and keep accumulating the Gyat Sukriti to others by powerful means of Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan and distribution of Mahaprasad. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.